everyone, welcome to the Aquarian Mind Podcast. Today's podcast episode number 13. I'm your host, Jamel Crothers. It's Mondays with Mello, so you guys get to hear what's going on my mind right now. So today I'm going to talk about why I don't celebrate my accomplishments. But before we start this, quick little quote here. Life isn't about finding yourself. Life is about creating yourself. Nice little quote by George Bernard Shaw. So, I'm going to talk about why I don't celebrate my accomplishments. There's a lot to it. And now that I'm like closer to me like being an author and a writer for a published, self-published author for 5 years, I'm going to talk about the realities of this. Because a lot of my family members and friends, they always ask me, like, why don't you celebrate when you, you know, publish a book? Or why don't you celebrate, you know, when you accomplish something? So, I'm a writer, an author, a blogger, a podcaster, a YouTuber, and a podcaster, okay? There's a lot of work to be done, and all of the time and regularly. So, for me, I don't really take much time to celebrate any of my accomplishments, whether it's like great content I wrote, a solid blog I've posted, a book that I've finished and published, a great video I've posted on YouTube, or a really great podcast that I've done. In my own little way, celebrating can make you complacent. So celebration equals complacency, can make you lazy, can allow your head to get bigger than what it really is. So for me, I try to stay even keel, try to stay as humble as possible, and I keep grinding through everything that I have to do. It's better that way for me. It keeps me mentally focused. It keeps me grounded, you know? I spend a lot of my days thinking and writing down things that I need to do, goals I want to accomplish for the week, the month, the year. So I'm in competition mode all the time. Part of that is I'm an athlete. So I ran track in high school briefly. And, you know, I'm a basketball player. Been playing basketball for 30 years. So I've always been, you know, competitive. I want to win. That's just the way my mind is wired. But I'm not in competition with anyone specifically. I'm in competition with myself and how much I can get done and how much I can write and how can I push the envelope with my content and, you know, how can I get you to go after your goals and, you know, how can I share, you know, my process of how I'm writing my books and why and all that stuff. So for me, you know, I have a writing book that I keep with me all the time where if ideas come up, I can write it in there. And if I don't have it, I have my phone, obviously. But, you know, when I put it on my phone, I know I have to put it in my book somewhere down the road. And for me, you know, it's a passion that I have. You know, this is my love now. You know, it used to be sports, but yeah, that's kind of faded. I mean, now that the landscape of podcasts, you know, has a lot of sports involved and, you know, a lot of different podcasts and things like that, I think to myself, I'm like, damn, like, what if I went back? But don't worry, I'm not going back to sports. But anyway, when you have a passion and a love, you find yourself not celebrating until you reach the top of the mountain. And even if I do get to the top of the mountain at some point, I just don't think that I'm really going to like be that happy. I'm never going to be like, wow, I made it, you know? So for me, it's not slowing down. It's making sure that I'm continually climbing and getting to where I want to be. None of this is easy. Trust me when I tell you. And I will continually say that in every podcast if I have to. But the reality of this is that the mountain climb is arduous, it's tiring, it's frustrating, it's a grind, but it makes you tougher mentally, emotionally, makes you a fighter, makes you want it more. And that's just how my mind is wired. And maybe that's what keeps me from celebrating. It's the mountain climb. It's keeping my head up and not looking down at what everyone else is doing. So, I know that it's, you know, it's a little bit of an analogy there, but I tend to use that in my writing a lot of times, especially when I'm blogging or when I'm podcasting or whatever the case is. But the goal for me is to get you to visualize me, you know, in my words and kind of how I'm explaining things. And for me, you know, it's discipline, it's mental focus, it's knowing that, you know, there's an end goal. And that this journey is a marathon, it's not a sprint. It's knowing that every day there's something to be done. And even when I finish writing my 60 books, you know, that I'll publish, there'll probably be another 10 to 15 that I won't ever publish, that I'll kind of keep separate, you know, and you'll have access to those, don't worry. But they'll be just ebooks or they'll be just audiobooks. You know, you won't be able to get them in paperback. Sorry. I think that's the direction I'm heading in. And maybe I publish a few, you know, or maybe I publish it and keep it out there for a little while and then take it off. I don't know. I'll figure that out. But anyway, because I'm always working and because I'm always, you know, doing something, you know, I'm publishing blogs 3 days a week. I'm doing, you know, this great podcast that I love doing 3 days a week. And now I'm starting to incorporate other things that I want to do with myself. I don't really make the time to celebrate stuff. Do I reflect? Yes, I do reflect on things a little bit and say, wow, okay, I did this, or oh, wow, okay, I did that, you know. I'm, you know, published in small magazines and things like that, and, you know, I've done some pretty good radio interviews with, you know, some, you know, radio hosts and things like that. So, you know, that's fun, and that's fulfilling. I've had some pretty good interviews, and I've enjoyed those, but I don't want to get complacent. And, you know, I think, you know, if you choose to celebrate your accomplishments, that's great. You know, do it, you know, but just make sure that you stay mentally focused on what's next for you and what you need to do to get to where you want to be. You know, I want to be one of the best writers ever, you know. I want to be one of the most motivating and inspiring, you know, people. You know, in regards to not just, you know, me being, you know, a writer or not just me being a podcaster or, you know, whatever other things that I'm doing. I just want to tell my stories, you know. I didn't publish my first book till I was 33. As I speak, I'm 38. I'm officially a month into being 38 today. You know, the biggest part is, you know, just me continuing to grind, man. It's not easy. It is not easy. But that's kind of what goes on inside of my mind. And, it's a journey for me. I think about when I was doing like my sports channel on YouTube, and that was about what, 15 years ago? Yeah, probably about 14, 15 years ago. And I had grown it, and it was great, and it was going really well. And for me, like now that I'm doing this, like with this whole journey, that's how I know like I can really get to where I want to be. It's just I have to do it a little differently, but that's how I know, like, when I'm able to really do something, I can do it. So, my mind is different than others. And it doesn't necessarily make it a bad thing. It makes it more exciting. I think one day I will celebrate. But you know what? I'm probably going to celebrate by myself. Sounds crazy. But I probably will do it on my own. I'll probably go to like some U.S. city or some tropical island and just be by myself and go, wow, okay. Like, I did it. And, you know, be happy in the moment and, you know, be in some nice weather on a beach somewhere and, you know, and just getting a tan and soaking in the sun and, you know, having a little frozen drink and that's it. And do that for a few days and bring my butt right back to where I live and get back to work. I think that's just how it's going to happen. I don't think that I'm going to celebrate it really big and, you know, have family around and have like a Zoom party because that's what this world has turned into, a bunch of Zoom parties or, you know, those kind of things. But yeah, I don't think I'm going to go crazy. I really don't. And I don't take much time off either, you know, maybe a day or two. But I'm always thinking and chugging away. My mind is always in, you know, in full-blown, like, what's next mode. So, but anyway, I'm not, you know, trying to take away from anything that I've done and what I've accomplished. I'm just trying to say that I've got a long way to go to get to where I really want to be in my life. And I think somewhere along the lines, I may slow down and really sit and reflect on everything, but I have brief moments of reflection and then it's back to work. Anyway, that's my podcast for today. I feel like I've rambled and went on some various tangents, but thank you for listening and stay tuned for a Wednesday, Motivation Wednesday coming up, and also Book Insight Friday, which will be Struggles and Growth of a Man Part 4. Have a good week, guys. Be good, everyone, and go accomplish your goals.